I'm going to let Grace, please.
Okay. Thank you very much. A number of us, 10 to 11 people, worked on a strategic recovery plan for the Pacifica Foundation with a viewpoint that as there is going to be management transition, it's the job of the board to direct interim management as to what our priorities are. So I think that we all agree. Now, I do want to say that 11 people collaborated on this, but not all absolutely agree 100% with all these points. It's a work in progress. But our top priority, I believe, is to improve listenership network-wide, because our sinking listenership graphs directly parallel our sinking net income. So one of the top priority we feel should be improving listenership. Just as a car with a good brake system but no gas pedal can only go downhill, we must look at revenue streams, and our major revenue stream is listenership, which leads to gross income and net income. Now, so our recommendation regarding that is to find and hire an interim ED, preferably a turnaround expert, and a temporary national program director for current and must-carry programming to institute a plan to increase listenership. I think Rob wanted to comment on this as well.
I'm shocked.
Briefly.
Rob.
Thank you. Two things that we haven't seen in this budget presentation and we really haven't discussed. One is the mission, and the second thing is our listeners. And I'd like to read one key part of our mission. It says, our mission is to establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible, one or more radio broadcasting stations. What the ED's audience report documented for us yet again today is something we've been looking at for 4 years, that for 4 years all of our stations have been losing audience, and as a result of that, for 2 or 3 years now, they've all been losing revenue. And yet the budget that we have been presented suggests, number one, that we can continue losing this revenue without impact, and secondly, that there is nothing that we can do within our own control to arrest the erosion of audience. And that's one of the concerns that many of us have about this budget is we're now in a situation where it's difficult to finance the national office because our local stations are losing revenues, but we're not doing anything to arrest that hemorrhaging. And one of the other points in terms of the audience itself, one of the things that we don't do in developing our programming is we don't consult our listeners, and yet that's where the programming is to be developed. And there are three other mission purposes that deal with exactly what we're to be broadcasting to our communities, but we're not taking the public into consideration, and as a result of that, they're turning off our stations. So we believe that any strategic plan needs to take a look at our whether or not we're violating our mission, and we need to take a look at what we can do that's within our control of our business models to make them work. Clearly, one of the things that we should be concluding now is that the business models are in trouble at the local stations, and the second thing is that trying to finance our local, our national office with revenues from the local stations is not financially feasible. Many of us believe the national office should be looking at other sources of revenue so that they can bring additional revenues to the local stations so that the local station programming and production assets can be enhanced and focused back on the listeners. That's it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob. Okay, to very briefly go over this, it is a strategic plan. I think there's some copies floating around. One other thing that we wanted to have was measures should be taken, should be put in place that encourage alternative dispute resolution. Another thing is we want the next interim executive director to institute uniform standard nonprofit business practices at all stations in the national office. This would include ensuring that all FCC and CPB requirements are scrupulously followed, an HR director to be put in place. We need an HR director to lessen our legal burdens. If we have a strong HR department, our legal problems, I'm sure, will be lessened. And then timesheets, for instance, timesheets need to be made for all staff, union, and management, because if we have underproducing staff, which strains the highly productive staff, we need to be able to show if they're on the job. And the way that's done is with timesheets. Inventories need to be kept of all equipment and premiums. All membership lists must be updated and corrected, and there need to be election reforms. That's the gist of it. There are a few other things here. But basically, we'd like to see this foundation put on a better footing with uniform standards of operation and with a concentration on improving listenership and looking at revenue streams that can be generated so that we are more solvent and so that we have the money to really fully fund the foundation. I'd like to turn it over to anybody else from our like ad hoc committee who'd like to add anything to this. Anyone, yes, Kathy.
I'm not sure if it's actually on the list, but I just wanted to concur with what Rob was saying, that it's really very, very important for us to pay attention to our programming. And in that regard, I think we have to pay attention to providing resources for staff training and providing resources for production of programming. And so in all of this, I would love to see the focus of this network be put back where it belongs, which is actually radio. So that's what I said.
Okay, Carolyn,
why don't
you say?
Thank you. When I first met our new general manager, Tony Riddle, I had a long talk with him and wasn't watching the clock, and it was over an hour and a half. And as I got up to leave, he remarked that we had spent all that time and hadn't discussed radio once. And I think it's a measure of where we are coming from, that there are so many problems that radio takes a back seat. And we're hoping that an outside organization that will help us with a strategic recovery plan will really, in fact, address the issues that need to be addressed. I'm especially concerned about membership, and so many of our problems come from a lack of protocol and leadership, and I sincerely regret that Nicole Sawaya is leaving. We have learned a great deal in the short time she's been here, and I hope we can implement some of the things she's taught us. But what we need now is an outside look at what we're doing to help us reorganize and address some of the problems that we've had that have been really insurmountable up to now, and I hope will not be any longer. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Unless is anyone else who'd like to comment on this, we're finished. Anyone else? Is that it? Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Grace.
Um,